guys. We're Riley, Gwen's, and Wyatt's amazing show.
Starring Riley, Gwen, and Wyatt.
So today we're going to be talking about the Jonas Brothers, the Met Gala, and the new movie,
Avengers Endgame.
And our guest stars include Sophia the First and Elena of Avalor.
So for our first topic, we're going to talk about how the Jonas Brothers got back together.
And just so you know, she had no idea who those people were before I even told her.
You know what? It's fine, whatever. I actually thought at first that the Jonas Brothers was one person and they had a really good song. So, yeah, that's pretty great and totally not embarrassing. Oh, and also a shout out to the Jonas Brothers for getting back together this year. Yay!
The Jonas Brothers split up on October 29, 2013, 6 years ago, and right now they're back and again making new music.
So, one of the new songs they recently created was called Sucker. I think it's pretty interesting, would you agree?
Yes, it's a very catchy tune.
Okay, so, I got a story for you, Riley, okay? My brother, he thought the song was called Stalker at first. Because if you listen to the lyrics closely, he thought they were stalkers. And I'm like, when? What has happened in your life?
Before they split up, though, they had a lot of great songs, and some of these were called Love Bug and Year 3000.
So, to end this first topic, we have a special treat for you guys. We're going to sing a little bit, okay? So, this might go terribly wrong.
Probably
amazingly good. Don't say probably. We'll do fine.
You will.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, are you ready? We're going to try and sing Sucker, and then in the very last moment, Ryan's going to have a solo that says
Stalker.
No, we're
not.
Just Stalker, okay? Stalker.
Stalker.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you. And you're making the typical me break my typical rules. It's true, I'm a stalker for you. Our next topic is about the new movie Avengers Endgame. So if you don't want any spoilers, just skip ahead to the next segment, which is the new hot topic, the Met Gala.
But if you guys are going to listen to the Avengers Endgame segment, which is going to be pretty awesome, it's going to be with Mr. Breakfast Accessory and Riley, which is our two great Marvel geeks.
I'm very proud of it. So one important topic of Avengers Endgame was who really should have gotten the shield once Captain America decided to retire.
If you watched the movie, you saw that Sam the Falcon got the shield, but many people also think that Bucky should have.
I'm one of those people who think Bucky should have gotten the shield because he's been with Captain America since World War II. So he knows Captain America and what he stands for, so I think he would have the best chance of really being the best Captain America he could, anyone else could ever be.
I also believe that Bucky should have gotten a shield, but even the Russos believed that he shouldn't have because his mind was shattered and he just couldn't really trust himself, so then Captain America's shield was then given to Sam.
So here's another question. At Iron Man's funeral, who was the kid in the back? No one really knows, but many people speculate that kid in the back, he's from Iron Man 3. When Iron Man crash-landed in Tennessee, that kid was there to help him out and rebuild the Iron Man suit.
Now, another great question about the kid from Iron Man 3 being in that funeral is why in that point in time? Is he going to be important in the future? What is he going to bring to the Marvel
universe?
And also, is he going to become the next Iron Man? Or is it going to be Spider-Man? Because if you've seen the new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, it also shows that he may become the new Iron Man. So it's a very big question who is going to become next.
Another question the Marvel fans have is Ant-Man's time reference to pop culture, where he makes certain examples to back of to the future, like no betting on sports events,
no running into your past self,
and so on and so on. So when, at the end, when the future Nebula kills the past Nebula, why didn't she disintegrate? Well, like Ant-Man said, Earth, when Ant-Man made the reference, Thor later,
so actually Hulk said that those rules don't apply and the past becomes the future and the future becomes the past.
So, for our last topic, it's going to be the Met Gala.
Don't you mean Met Gala?
Yeah, Riley, that's what I said. I said the Met Gala. Why would anyone call it the Met Gala? That's so stupid.
Very.
So, we have a couple of guest stars. Would you like to introduce them?
Sophia the First and Elena of Avalor.
Yeah, they're going to be our special guest stars. So, we'll get back to you in the next segment.
Ever heard of the Eat Gala?
Queen's Met Gala.
Oh, yeah, the Met Gala, where random rich people go around eating things, see who can eat the most expensive thing around. Champagne bottles, wine glasses, chandeliers.
Okay, so it's actually a fashion event, a very prestigious fashion event, where everyone's come, if you're invited, that is, and wears something very eye-catching that occurs to the theme.
So we're going to talk about the theme, which is camp. Most people wouldn't understand what that means, including myself, so we're going to have Riley explain.
In this sense, camp means to over-exaggerate, to catch people's attention, to make people look at you. So that's what many people who went here did.
So we have our guest stars here, Sophia the First and Olivia Babylon.
And she quit for a second.
So we're gonna ask her opinions on what she thought of the costumes. We have pictures of the costumes right here.
Okay, so what do you think of this one, where it's Lady Gaga with her first part of her costume change, because she did have four costume changes. What do you think of it?
Very colorful, and she looks like a doll.
Okay. What about this one where this guy is carrying his own head?
Very authentic.
Okay.
Authentic?
What about this one? Very liberal and freedom of speech here shown.
Okay. Not that one. How about that one by Celine Dion?
Really colorful and shiny and sparkly.
What did you think about the Cinderella one?
You were talking about Zendaya's? I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
Nope.
Do you not like Zendaya?
I like her acting skills. They're pretty nice. But I did not like her outfit.
I loved it, but you know, that's just my opinion. Now, Sophia, it's your turn. We're gonna
find some. How about this one? It's Lily Collins.
That one is extravagant.
Very. Okay. How about this one? I like this one.
I think the fact that there's a picture of that one defies the rules of her dress.
Wait, what's it say? No photos, please.
Oh!
Let's see, how about that one?
That one's pretty, I like the color.
Okay, that one.
Ooh.
Mad Hatter.
That over the top.
Four hats.
Mad Hatter.
Over the top hat.
That's
so funny.
Let's just yeet that one out the window.
Wait, what about that one?
New York, New York.
It's a very good town.
Sorry, that one's not
the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
of ugly. Let's do one more.
Not that one.
I
feel like some of these are like super like over the top, and some of them are just like regular.
Then yeah. Again,
oh, okay. The meaning of
this
camp.
Is the one that we're talking about, the Zendaya one.
Cinderella.
Zendaya's Cinderella dress?
Yeah.
I feel like from the movies I've seen her in, it doesn't suit like her character, but I think the dress itself is really pretty.
Yes.
I personally agree.
So now our two guest stars have left the building. So let's talk about Katy Perry's chandelier dress.
Chandelier.
It's chandelier.
Sand.
No, it's not.
Okay. So the girls wanted me to sing about the chandelier song. So here it goes. I'm gonna yeet from a chandelier. Yeet from a chandelier. Ooh, I'm gonna yeet from a chandelier. Okay, I think that's enough torture for you guys.
That's not
beautiful. Okay, so
yeah.
You think I could be the next Katy Perry?
Sure.
No doubt.
Sure.
No doubt.
Okay.
She has a run for her money. Now, after.
So there's always an after party after the makeup.
Katy Perry actually changed into a bird costume too, which is a little
what?
Weird. But I just want to let you guys know the first thing.
She went from a chandelier to a chandelier. Okay, I can't speak. I call this the meat gala because I thought, oh, it's
okay.
One
yeah.
Ear.
Here's a joke. So I guess she's not going to yeet that burger again because you eat a burger, but she's not going to yeet it because that's her dress and you don't want to yeet a dress. Nervous ass for the crowd. That's good.
Wait, is that really what she wore?
Yeah, not that, but like
the middle one.
Now, I just really want to bring this topic up, but, why meat gala and chandelier?
Well, okay, let's talk about this.
How did you make it past elementary school?
How did I make it? You know what? I just flunked the test, and they felt bad to me, so I got to move on, okay?
I'm just wondering how you passed preschool.
Okay, one of our friends likes to pronounce things chef. Not chef, but chef. So why are you fucking me?
You agree with her.
Okay, so, yeah. What do you guys think, girls? Don't judge me. So,
go back to school, kid.
Okay, this is my question.
It was meat gala, not meat gala, and it was very nice talking about that topic.
Wait, when was it? Like 2 weeks ago. Really?
Yeah.
Cool. So then, look into that if you want to see more of the costumes. We actually have a slideshow of pictures of the costumes. We will leave a link down below.
Thanks for listening.
And this is the end of Gwen, Riley's, and Wyatt's amazing show. So as always, make sure you yeet that like button down below, subscribe, and turn on that notification bell for more videos.